Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
So I realize McDonald's is having this E. coli breakout. Are they blaming it on the onions or the quarter pounders? I don't know which. But it occurred to me today as I was driving past a McDonald's that had no line in the drive-thru. Slow day at Mickey D's. It occurred to me today that it might be the safest time ever to drive through a McDonald's. Are they not going to just make sure that you have a good experience and there's no line? I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not advocating for my audience to eat at McDonald's. But it crossed my mind because I'm a let's zig while they're all zagging guy. You know what I mean? Straw hats in the winter. You know, there's a saying. You buy straw hats in the winter. You know, you're buying a jacket in the summer. Zig while they zag. We got a great show for you today. Scott Barnes, the Oregon State Athletic Director, will be with us in just a couple of minutes. He's going to be joining us off the top of the show today as Oregon State has announced its 2025 football schedule. You talk about zigging while they zag. The Beavers will play Washington State, get this, twice in 2025. I think everybody who was watching them put together a schedule knew it was a possibility, particularly because the Mountain West Conference relationship deteriorated and Oregon State and Washington State were trying to get games against some Mountain West Conference teams late in the 2025 season, couldn't get it done. So the Beavers and the Cougs will play a home-and-home series in 2025. It is eliciting some jokes from some people. Other people don't like it. Other people yet love it. Scott Barnes is going to come on the show and explain how that unfolded and kind of maybe do a State of the Union as it pertains to Oregon State. Now, it's not unprecedented. New Mexico State and Liberty played a home-and-home series in 2019. That was done because you had schools changing conferences. Same reason Oregon State and Washington State find themselves in this predicament. On the bright side, it will be a one-year thing for Oregon State and Washington State as they enter this rebuild phase that they're currently in. We'll talk to Barnes about that, too. What is the timeline? What is the thinking as it pertains to the media rights deal? And I reported yesterday that the Pac-12 has hired Octagon to handle their media rights negotiation. I find it interesting that Octagon also represents some other conferences like the Big Ten, the WCC. They did a deal for the Atlantic 10 that involved some basketball media rights. And I'm just wondering if that opens up some additional conversations for the Pac-12 conference as it pertains to their media rights. We'll also get a visit on today's show from Trent Bray, the Oregon State football coach. A little Oregon State heavy on this Wednesday. We'll talk about the Ducks and their battle against Illinois. Brent Bielema, the coach at Illinois, had some interesting things to say about Oregon as he's watching them on film. You've got, two ranked teams. You got a 21.5-point spread at Autzen Stadium. A lot of eyeballs on the number one team in the country. Oregon closing practice all week. Dan Lanning really trying to quiet the noise around the program. Dylan Gabriel, I am told, will join us tomorrow on the show, the Oregon quarterback. So we'll get a visit from Dylan Gabriel tomorrow on the program as well. So, think about that McDonald's thing. You know, are you safer now? Stephen, Would you go through the drive-thru at McDonald's right now? Do you feel like you're a little safer?
100%, yeah. Because I remember back in, I looked this up, 2015, Chipotle, who McDonald's owns Chipotle, they had the same thing, E. coli breakout. Yes. And I remember going to Chipotle on purpose thinking, there's going to be no one here. Nobody was there. So yes, I would definitely be going to McDonald's right now, safer than ever.
McDonald's stock took a little hit today in trading, down about 5% today. So it will be back, just like Chipotle came back. But I remember that outbreak with Chipotle. I didn't like it, man.
If it was a nice sit-down restaurant, I'd think twice. But at fast food, I think they're fine.
You think it's going to be fine? Plus, your standards when you're going through there are not sky high.
Exactly,
let's be real.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Scott Barnes is the Oregon State Athletic Director. The 2025 schedule's out. It features a home-and-home between Oregon State and Washington State. Here to talk about it, Scott Barnes joining us now. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, John. Good to hear your voice today.
Yeah, give me an idea. Like, to have the schedule finally out there, you've been working behind the scenes. Can you maybe take us through kind of the process of putting this thing together?
You know, it's absolute relief to be where we're at. I think we all, John, we all take for granted the fact that for years we had 9 conference games and just had to go out and find 3, right? And so this last 2 years has been daunting to literally have to start from scratch, other than what little we had on the books. So what's interesting about this whole process is when you think about, all right, you've lost 9 conference games. You've got 1 with Washington State. You've got to fill the rest. Let's go to the board and see what's available. But here's the sort of the unique thing behind the curtain is that there aren't just a bunch of games sitting there. I mean, remember, we are scheduling 6, 8, 10 plus years in advance. So a lot of the things that have been done were what I call double moves, right? They weren't available until you got in a room or got on a Zoom and swapped teams out to make them available. So lots of behind the scenes work, lots of folks, for me, Brent Blaylock, my deputy AD and football scheduler, Dave Brown, who you've mentioned on your show, and working at times in tandem with Washington State to get all this done. I'm really excited what we've ended up with. 7 home games 2 years in a row now, 7 A5 games, 4 of those at home. So I'm excited about what we have. And I'm just as excited to sort of say goodbye to our theme song this past year, which was Just the Two of Us. Now we can, now we can move on and actually have a conference schedule to go with our non-con, whatever that'll look like in the end. So nice to have both of these seasons in the books and to move forward.
Yeah, maybe talk through that home and home particularly, because on one hand, I think some people are going to go, oh, I don't want to see the same team twice. But if you go back in 2019, Liberty and New Mexico State did it. It's not unprecedented in Oregon State's history and Washington State's history even. But how can you jazz that up? How can you make that home and home more fun?
Yeah, no, I look at it as an opportunity, a unique opportunity in several ways. I mean, look, we're opening up the playbook and drawing new plays every day with our circumstances. And so when you saw what else was available and you think about leaning into the asset that this is, and I think it comes in probably 4 or 5 ways. It lifts our media value. There's no question. We've already got signs on that. It lifts our strength of schedule, given who we had the opportunity to play and the Washington State piece. We have an opportunity to create a series sponsor, so a new revenue stream in a series sponsorship. I think also I love the fact that we stay in our geographic footprint again, and for us it's a home game. For Washington State, it's staying in the footprint. And then I do believe when you think about fan interest and creating a series and sort of this last go, just the two of us, and a championship out of that, winner take all, is I think there's a bunch you can lean into here and get excited about.
Oregon State Athletic Director Scott Barnes with us. You know, Dave Brown, the scheduling guru, I think his fingerprints are all over this thing. In particular, you know, you have the Ole Miss and Wake Forest games that, you get the Wake Forest game, and Washington State has already confirmed they're going to be going and playing Ole Miss. As that's all unfolding, like, it's a chess game. Can you take us a little bit inside kind of what you're thinking as the options present themselves and when you're looking at the calendar?
Yeah, you know, you want to find balance, overall balance in your schedule. And it used to be when we had nine, you know, I wanted a Power Five in addition to the nine I had, and I wanted an FCS, and I wanted a group of five. Can't be too picky in this process, but, you know, finding balance between a strength of schedule and a resume that you can get through, and ultimately, what's our goal? Our goal is a CFP playoff berth. And so how do you build that in the process? The Wake Forest piece, some of these many times are relationship wise, and certainly know that AD very well, and we talked and got that moving. It's got to be a need on both sides of that, but. And then the other piece is, you know, where do you find your respite, your buys, so to speak? And we've got two again, one a little later than maybe you want it, but still, you know, what is that, six games in, we've got a buy, so not bad at all. And then just before the end, another buy there as well. So, you know, that balance is important. The other one is that we and one of the reasons we were excited about Washington State is, look, when you look at the assets and sort of the benefits that I listed on what playing them twice, but in addition to that, you know, the other option was going to the East Coast again on a road game. And so to have, you know, to think about your travel schedule and building it out, you've got to bring balance to that as well.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about the road game. You know, as this is all coming out, you simultaneously, you know, you want to play that Civil War series with Oregon. We see it on the schedule again. Can you maybe take us through, I know I've asked you this before, but for people who haven't heard it, why it's important for you to play that game and why, you know, what you hear from Oregon as you go to schedule that game with them?
Yeah, you know, it's for me, it's pretty fundamental. And I say this understanding that there's a lot of our fan base that didn't want to play Oregon, right? They just, you know, you had what happened, and they wanted to move on. But I think once the emotions settle, what we look at is, you know, what's in the best interest of our football program, our student athletes, and in this case, let me add a layer to that, which is college sports and college football. When you know a lot of rivalries through the process of conference realignment are sort of being kick to the curb, preserving this rivalry 45 minutes down the road is important. It's important to the sport. It's important to the state. Even those that didn't want to play it showed up mightily to support the Bees. And I say this as well, and I mean it, and it's important. And that's, you go to the locker room, you ask anyone if they don't want to play that game. Every student athlete on our roster wants to play that game. And so, you know, those are the things to think about. And then there's added value, right? There's TV media value, in that. There's a guaranteed sellout at home. There's the excitement, that builds from that and momentum when you win those games. So we're continuing to talk about future games, given the scheduling complications and the uncertainties, particularly for us. We'll take a hiatus for a minute or two, and then try to pick it up again a little bit later in the decade.
You've got a lot going on. I mean, the schedule's coming out. You now have a media consultant. The Pac-12 now has grown from this table for two to a conference that's got eight schools and looking maybe for one or two more, or maybe beyond that, the media rights packages out there. How do you do the day-to-day while you have all this extra stuff on your plate?
Well, I'm just happy to have Teresa Gould in the seat, and remember, sort of served as AD and de facto commissioner for about 6 months. And, and so to have somebody with her competence leading the way, and now moving forward with that, and certainly involved in all those conversations. But to have somebody else carrying that water every day, who is excellent at what she does, is a huge relief. And so it gives me a chance to sort of reprioritize, you know, what we're doing here, have a great team here around me to help lead. But we're not done. And the conference, to your point, what's going on in the conference, we've taken great strides, but we've got a lot left to do, and we got to get it right. And so I'll stay laser focused in that area, but I know with Teresa leading the way that I can certainly juggle that along with what's going on right here on campus.
Do I have the order of operations right, that it will be exploring media rights value and maybe then, at least from a strategy standpoint, and then the addition of, you know, more schools as you need to get at least one more all sports school?
Yeah, there's a couple of things there, John. One is, you know, we are taking inbound calls and they're coming in, and but we are not having any discussions right now. We do want to. We've set up shop. We've been super aggressive in connecting with all those interested. And my president asked me the other day who was interested in our package, and I said, President, I don't want to be flippant or sarcastic, but who's not interested right now? We've got great interest in what we've built. We love the idea of as we're going through that process, taking a look around and seeing what else is available, what works for us, what works for that potential strategic and media partner, and then we'll build from there. There's no rush in the next number. And, you know, we think about scheduling. We're just talking about scheduling. And let's not have the tail wag the dog in this regard. Let's not, you know, a perfect schedule for me would be nine members and eight conference games, or in basketball, 10 members. But not at the sake of not getting real value in who we bring in, right? So we'll continue to work through that process. And in the meantime, I'm really excited to see what's on the other end of these conversations.
Yeah, I think you said, I'm going to go back to maybe one of the very early discussions, you know, after Washington State and Oregon State looked around and said, okay, it's us. You said you wanted to stay nimble. And, you know, you look around and you see some conferences that are pushing towards 20 members. And I wonder at what point you can... You know, at what point you stop being a conference, and how do you govern a conference when you grow that big? In your mind, what's the ideal number?
Well, you know, when you talk about conference alignment and membership, there's always a couple things that come to mind. One is there's the aspect of sort of safety in numbers. So, you know, if you're larger, then you can withstand defections, right? On the other side, it's sort of this quality and this ability to be nimble and to be select and when everybody on your, you know, on your membership list has value, that's different, right? There's some conferences out there that are being weighed down by the second half of their conference membership. And that's not a position that we need to nor will be in, given our circumstances. Now, with that, is there a risk? Yeah, we're nimble. We're fewer. But look at any defection. Look, we're all like-minded and wanted to build what we have and move this thing forward. So that's certainly not an issue for us. And so we have, in some ways, the unique position to stay nimble, to be selective, and to get it right.
Scott Barnes with us. Football program, before I cut you loose, been disappointing the last couple of weeks. You got some injuries. How are you feeling about this season and the trajectory of Trent Bray's first season?
Yeah, you know, I tough couple of weeks. Played an exceptional football team here at home and you know, had that one, could have had that one. The Reno game was disappointing for all of us. It reminds me, and I shared this with Trent the other day, you know, when you're in a rebuild, and we've absolutely rebuilt, and I think I heard the other day we have had 17 of our 20, you know, 17 plus starters that have been out for the year or for a bulk of games. So when you're in a rebuild, and it reminds me a little bit of Jonathan Smith's maybe second, third year, where you're good enough to win the games you can win, and you're going to go sneak up on some people, but it's really tough to withstand multiple injuries because you're not quite there in depth yet. And so to answer your question, I feel really good about what Trent's doing and his staff and our young players and their development. I really do. And I think we've all got to sort of take a second and remind ourselves that this is probably the definition of rebuild in terms of what we did. Yet he's positioned us to be much better than what a rebuild would be. And I'm excited about that. I think there's a bunch of football to play without, you know, too much cliche there, and opportunities ahead of us to finish this out and hopefully maybe get a player or two back in the process to help that regard.
Yeah, I keep saying that being bowl eligible, and I know nobody wants to lower the bar, but I'm just saying being bowl eligible would be a huge, you know, flag in the ground moment for Bray in year one. Do you share that? That is bowl eligibility kind of, is that a goal that's hanging out there in your mind?
Sure it is. And look, we all have these aspirations of what this could be and projection of where we could be. But the reality is this is a rebuild in the definition of rebuild. And I'm so proud of our student athletes. I mean, the fight and what we did in the Vegas game, so many teams would have thrown the towel in and then after that third quarter, to come back and be right in the middle of that at the end. So, to think about what a successful season would be, I never get into wins and losses, but certainly a bowl-eligible team and building on that in a head coach's first year as a head coach and in a rebuild circumstance is a really good outcome. And are we going to settle for that? Look, we're like-minded in what we want ultimately, and we'll go out and fight every game, and we'll have a good outcome in the process. But six wins plus, yes, it would be in my mind a successful season.
Scott Barnes, thank you for joining us on short notice. Appreciate you.
Okay, take care. Talk soon.
All right, there he goes. There he goes. I cut him off as he's yelling go Beavs. Scott Barnes, the AD at Oregon State. I want your reaction to that. If you're a Beaver fan, you're a curious onlooker, how would you feel about seeing a home-and-home series on the schedule? Do you accept it as, hey, this is great, it's quirky, it's different, it's a byproduct of the condition that Oregon State and Washington State found themselves in, and Scott Barnes making a point like, yeah, they could have got another game that would have required them to get on a plane and go eastward. And, you know, how does that strike you in hearing that and saying, no, they felt the better option was having the additional inventory to sell to a TV partner that could be $1.5 million, $2 million per school more money. It also creates the opportunity for a sponsorship. It could be the Fred Meyer Challenge. It could create the rivalry cup here. It opens up some possibilities, but I want to hear from you. You're a fan. Would you go to both games? Are you interested in seeing these teams play twice? Do you accept it as a one-off? 503-417-7575. I want your phone calls. By the way, tomorrow on the show, Dylan Gabriel will be with us tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I want you there for that as well, so put it on your calendar. Oregon quarterback joining us tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Leave it right here. You got the BFT.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.